How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, he is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled?
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you've tuned into the broadcast again this week. We're picking up our study here in Mark chapter 8, Mark chapter 8, verse number 1. In those days, the multitude, being very great and having nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples unto him and saith unto them, I have compassion on the multitude because they have now been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away fasting to their own houses, they will faint by the way. For divers of them came from far. And his disciples answered him, From whence can a man satisfy these men with bread here in the wilderness? And he asked them, How many loaves have ye? And they said, 7. And he commanded the people to sit down on the ground. And he took the 7 loaves and gave thanks and brake and gave to his disciples to be set before them. And they did eat them before the people. And they had a few small fishes, and he blessed, and commanded to set them also before them. So they did eat, and were filled, and they took up of the broken meat that was left 7 baskets. And they that had eaten were about 4,000, and he sent them away. So here, the compassion of the Lord Jesus Christ is shown, and this multitude has been with him, and he's been teaching them and instructing them, for 3 days. Some of them have come from a long way away, and the Lord is at a point to send them back onto their homes, but he knows that, they're out of food, and some of them haven't come a long way, you know, would faint in the way, he says. And he poses this to the disciples, and they said, how can you buy enough bread? How can you provide enough for all these people, and then here in the wilderness, okay? And I know as a child and younger, I always thought when the scripture talked about desert or wilderness that it was always like a dry, parched wasteland, and granted the Lord did do that to Israel, but when it speaks about the wilderness, it doesn't necessarily mean that everything's just like the Mojave Desert, but it is out in the countryside, you know, where there is nothing, no place to buy or no place where they're preparing such. In one case, the disciples, when the Lord had challenged the disciples in a situation like this, told the disciples to give them to eat, you know, they said, if we could buy this much bread, it wouldn't be enough to satisfy him. And so just an impossible task with men. But the Lord asked, said, how many loaves do you have? How much bread do we have with us? And then they said, well, we've got 7 loaves. Interesting. Need to hang on to that. And so the Lord commands that the people be sit down, and he gives thanks to the Father for the bread, and he breaks it, gives it to the disciples, and they're able to feed this multitude with it. Also, they've got some fish. And so the Lord gives thanks for those. He blessed and commanded to set it before them also. And they were able to eat fish. And then here's the interesting thing. They started off with 7 loaves. And 4,000, as we've read, have been fed. And that could be just 4,000 men. Could well have been more people, but let's just say it was 4,000 men, women, and children. And the people are filled. They've eaten what they need to eat. I don't think they've been, have skimped on it, but they've eaten a good meal. And then they take up all the fragments that remain. And the question, it begs the question, how big are the baskets? Do you figure the baskets are like maybe gallon size? When the scripture talks about baskets, I always think about maybe a bushel basket. That would be reasonable. We don't know exactly what size that they were, but nevertheless, after 4,000 feet, people are being fed, have been fed by our Lord from 7 loaves and some fishes, a few small fishes, so maybe 3 or 4 or 5. They take up everything that's left and they've got 7 baskets. Now, do you figure that the loaves that they had originally were the size of the baskets? I would think not. I would think that the loaves would likely be smaller than the 7 baskets. The point in this is that our Lord is able to provide. And I tell you what, that's difficult for me to remember at times, but that is what our Lord shows us and gives us in this. There was more left over. I figure there was more left over than what they started with. And that's the case when the Lord fed the 5,000. It was the same way. 1 basket apiece for all the apostles. And when the Lord had told them to feed the people, and they ended up with more than they started off with. May the Lord help us to remember that. Verse 10, and straightway he entered into a ship with his disciples and came into the parts of Dalmanutha. And the Pharisees came forth and began to question him, seeking of him a sign from heaven, tempting him. And so here are the Pharisees again. They're looking for signs. They're looking to tempt our Lord. And he sighed deeply, verse 12, in his spirit and saith, why doth this generation seek after a sign? Verily I say unto you, there shall no sign be given to this generation. And he left them. And entering into the ship again, he departed to the other side. And so the account here of our Lord going to this region of Dalmanutha is very short. And when he arrives, they want a sign. They came forth, the Pharisees came forth, began to question with him. They want a sign from heaven to confirm him. And he says, why does this generation seek after a sign? He said, there's not going to be a sign to be given. At least that's what he says here to these folks. So he gets back in the ship and departs to the other side. Now the disciples, verse 14, had forgotten to take bread. Neither had they in the ship with them more than 1 loaf. And so they're very low on victuals, on bread. And he charged them saying, take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the leaven of Herod. And so they don't have much bread. And the Lord, no doubt there's Pharisees maybe that were bakers and had businesses where they baked bread. There at Dalmanutha, they could have got bread and maybe didn't. And so the Lord, when they get back on the ship, he says, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. And they reason among themselves, verse 16, saying, is it because we have no bread? Is that what he's saying? Because we didn't bring any bread. And when Jesus knew it, he saith unto them, why reason ye? Because ye have no bread? Perceive ye not yet, neither understand? Have ye your heart yet hardened? And so the Lord rebukes them. He says, beware of this leaven of the Pharisees and of Herod. He rebukes them. And they said, is it because we didn't bring any bread? Is that what he's talking about? And he's not talking about that. Having eyes, verse 18, see ye not, and having ears, hear ye not, and do ye not remember? When I break the 5 loaves among 5,000, how many baskets full of fragments took ye up? And they said, 12. And when the 7 among 4,000, how many baskets full of fragments took ye up? And they said, 7. So the Lord reminds them of his feeding of the 5,000 and of 4,000. He reminds them about the fragments that were taken up. He reminds them how they had more at the end than they had at the beginning because of the Lord. And so he said unto them, verse 21, how is it that you do not understand? And so there's nothing more in this particular account that's said about this. He rebukes them in this account. And Mark just it's kind of left open-ended. He's not speaking in the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. He's not talking about the bread that they eat or the bread that they bake. Our Lord is speaking to them about this of signs and this of hypocrisy. He says, beware of the hypocrisy of the Pharisees. He said the Pharisees, if you will, the Pharisees had before them the same miracles, the same preaching, the same things that have caused you to believe in me and others to believe in me. These same things are done and are spoken before the Pharisees, and they want something else. They want their little control that they have of being leaders rather than submitting to the Word of God. They, as the Lord says in other places, they laid the people with burdens to bear that they wouldn't touch with one of their fingers. They, as Herod maybe, would claim to be a ruler of the Lord, and there's some tie there with Herod, with the Jews, and also with the Roman government. And they're hypocritical. They say one thing and they do another. They say one thing and they do another. He said, don't be like them. Beware of that. Beware of this show of religion for the sake of people. But before God, it's empty. And there's a lot of that. There's been that amongst mankind from the beginning. And we have that also in our day. A show of religion for the sake of others that look on. Is that the extent of your relationship with the Lord? Is just what you show to other people? Oh, the people of God are to bear fruit, but it comes from within. It comes from within. He said this hypocrisy, the Lord sees through it and the Lord knows it. Religious airs that people would put on for the sake of convincing others. You know, we need to get and understand that our judge is the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not one another. Oh yes, we make judgments from the Word of God and what the Lord has said, but we're not one another's judges in the end. And to put on airs about being religious for the sake of others believing that you're religious is vain, vain indeed. What is it that our Lord says? What is it that our Lord thinks? And that's what the Lord was warning the disciples about, is beware of that Pharisaical way, a putting on of religious airs to where your peers and those around you would say, oh, that fella, that gal is very religious. But the thing is, as we talked about and he spoke about, the Lord did in the previous chapter, it's from the heart. It's what's in the heart. Have you been saved? If you're hearing of this message and you don't have the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, religion won't save you, and keeping what men say won't save you. The only way that you can be saved is through repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we point you to Him. Repent of your sins before God and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. His death, His burial, His resurrection for the salvation of your soul. I see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with His Word and His truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.